Dr. Madhav Bhatta, and he's an assistant professor of epidemiology at the College of Public Health at Kent State. And he's going to be talking today about injury-related risk behaviors among adolescents in rural Appalachia. So his presentation's up. Awesome.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you again for coming to this presentation. And in addition to my job at Kent State, I'm also a consultant epidemiologist for Carroll County, one of the Appalachian county that we have the data I'm presenting today. So my presentation basically is going to focus on epidemiology of injury-related behaviors, namely why are these kids going to the hospital, the preceding presentation that you heard. So just as a background on unintentional injuries, as one of the leading causes of deaths among adolescents between age of 10 and 19 years old in the United States. And in 2009, there were about 7,800 deaths in this age group, and most of them were among children aged 15 to 19, 6,500 of them. And if you look at what the causes of injury and deaths related to unintentional injuries are, 66% are related to motor vehicle. So this is the data from CDC, and if you look at the top five causes of death related to unintentional injury for ages 10 to 14 as well as 15 to 19, that's motor vehicle injuries, traffic related are the number one, about two-thirds of the injuries. And among children 10 to 14, about 15% are other transportation related injuries as well. So if you look at it, motor vehicle injuries are the leading cause of the death. But fatal injuries are just the tip of the epidemiologic iceberg of injury related. And if you look at non-fatal injuries that results in a hospital, physician office visit, hospital visit, or emergency department visit, or hospitalization, there is a significant burden in terms of morbidity as well as the cost to the healthcare system. It's in a previous presentation you saw what is the cost of hospitalization or emergency department visit. So there are about a quarter of a million hospitalization annually among children, and 9 million are treated in hospital departments. And if you just look at the hospital ED department visits, the cost is about $87 billion. And that may be an underestimate. Again, you just saw the statistics in the previous presentation. But if you include all the costs associated with a family, work loss because a child gets injured and the parents have to take care of them and have to take off work, include all that cost, it's about $200 billion. That's a significant cost. So understanding what the factors that are contributing to unintentional injuries is really important. And if you look at the national data, you'll see YRBS data that collects the data at the national level. But you know, a lot of times local health departments need data for their own purposes, planning purposes. And so the health department that I work with decided to conduct our own YRBS survey in 2012, because as a small county, as you'll see in my next slide, that we are not often included in the sampling frame of the YRBS. And so when you look at the national data and say, okay, well, you know, these are some of the statistics, does that really apply to our local health department as well? So in 2012, we conducted a cross-sectional study. I took the CDC's both middle and high school YRBS survey and conducted a survey in our county. And it's a rural Appalachian county in north central Ohio. If you We have 29 counties in Ohio that fall within, that are classified as Appalachian County, and the study population obviously is middle and high school students. And if you look at the county demographics, about 30,000 people live in the county, so it's a really small county with, you know, 97% non-Hispanic white, and a median household income of about $43,000 a year. So the survey instrument, I'm sure you all are aware, includes two separate ones, a middle and high school YRBS, and it's an anonymous voluntary and self-administered by the students in one of the classrooms. And it includes questions on demographics, behaviors that contribute to unintentional injuries and violence. That is the focus of my presentation here today. And prior to survey administration, parents were notified by writing whether they want their child to participate in or not. They had an option to opt out. And the survey was actually administered and approved by Carroll County Family and Children First Council and the local health department. And the study, this analysis was approved by Kent State IRB. So the injury-related questions for middle school students were, when you ride a bicycle or skateboard, do you wear a helmet or not? If you, when you ride ATV or dirt bike, do you wear a helmet or not? And when you're riding in a car, how often do you wear a seatbelt? And have you ever ridden in a car where somebody was drunk or using drugs? And for high school students, again, ATV and dirt bike riding and helmet use, seatbelt use, and if they drove, what was the seatbelt use? And also we ask, if they have been in a car in the past 30 days riding when somebody was drunk or had used drugs or driven a car when they were using drugs or alcohol. So we're presenting basic descriptive statistics stratified by sex for middle and high school students separately and using chi-square test to see the difference by sex. As you can see, in the middle school, 598 students responded to the question, and that's about 80% of the whole county population of students. It's a small county, as I said. And a majority of them are white, non-Hispanic, as you can see in the 88 to 90% are non-Hispanic and white. Similar characteristics, about 708 high school students completed the survey. Again, majority are non-Hispanic and white. Obviously, the age range is from 15 to 18 for high schools versus 12 to 14 for middle school students. So what did we find? When we asked about the helmet use when riding a bicycle or skateboard, well, 70% said they never use helmet. And that is a staggering statistic. And that probably is contributing, in addition to the sports injuries, a lot of hospital visits and a lot of healthcare costs associated with that. And when you ask the helmet use, riding ATV and dirt bike, and obviously being a rural county, I'm sure there are a lot of kids who are riding ATV or dirt bikes, and 40% said they never always used. That means 60% of the time, never, rarely, sometimes. And wearing the seatbelt, 45% of the middle school students said they always used. That means 55% of the time, they are never, rarely, or sometimes. So again, that's a large, significant burden of the prevalence of the problem. And 20% of the students, the adolescents said they have ridden in a car when somebody was drunk or had used drugs. In terms of the high school students, only 14% said they always wore a helmet when they rode dirt bike or ATV. Again, 85% are not using a helmet when they should be using. And seatbelt use, only 40% of the time, always. And in terms of when they're riding as a passenger, and among those who actually drive, 30% said they did not use most of the time. And in terms of the drug and alcohol use when riding or driving in a car, 75% of the students said they've never in the past 30 days they have not ridden in a car when somebody had used alcohol or drugs. That means 25% of the students actually have ridden in a car when there's an alcohol or drug use. And when you ask about their own driving patterns, 15% of the students said they actually have driven in when they were driving or using alcohol. So, looking at the data, we see a substantial prevalence of high-risk behaviors associated with injury, whether it's not wearing seat belts or not wearing helmet when they should be, and that's a significant problem. And that's probably, as you can see, in a rural community where roads are not as roads are two-lane highways. If you're riding in a road with two-lane highways, the curvy roads, and not wearing seat belts, if you have an accident, you're likely to die, thrown out of the window of a car. So our data, because it's a small county, may not probably not generalizable to overall Ohio or even national statistics, but it shows a pattern of lack of use of seat belts and other protective gears related to motor vehicle and bicycle riding. So, as I said earlier, most of the data on risk behaviors are focused on high school students, and there are certain states that do middle school surveys, but it's not as common as high school. So we were able to get some data and look at the data related to middle school as well. So now that we know the risk behaviors, there are three ways that we can work to reduce the injury-related injuries in adolescents through education, enforcement, and engineering. And we know public health intervention works. For each dollar spent on a bicycle helmet-related intervention, there's a return of $48. But the problem at local health department is a lack of human resource and financial resources. The health department I work with has 6 or 7 full-time people and 1 health educator. And she has obesity to deal with. She has 10 other health problems, priority that she needs to deal with educating the kids. So where does unintentional injuries, education-related lie? And it's not on the top prior list. So that's the biggest challenge that we're facing at a local health department. We know some of the statistics, that whether they come from the national level or we collect on our own, but what is the next step? And that is the biggest challenge, and I don't have a solution. If anybody here who's worked with the local health departments have some really innovative ideas that you've been able to do, despite the limitations of financial resources and human resources, I would like to take back home to the Carroll County Health Department and see if we can do something to alleviate the problem. And so I want to acknowledge the people that I work with at the Carroll County Family and Children First, Ms. Jennifer Burns and Mr. John Carroll, and General Health District Nicholas Cascarelli and Susie Frew, who is the health educator you know, who has the responsibility, I guess. We all have the responsibility, but you know, she is the health educator that's dealing with 10 other issues in addition to the childhood-related injuries. Thank you. That's a good, great question. I haven't looked at, that's the next step, basically, to compare. So what, you know, we looked at our own data and see, are we seeing any different patterns? Probably, I don't want to speculate, but I bet there's a difference in terms of helmet use and, you know, yeah, but that's the next step. Yeah. Thank you.